Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Armando Castagnedi, and Armando's family estate is Tenuto Sant'Antonio, and you are in the Veneto region of northeast Italy. Welcome, Armando.
Welcome, good morning. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
So what are the main wines that your estate produces?
We are a producer from Verona. We are in Illasi Valley, in the east area, where finish the Suave area and start Valpolicella area.
So you have both Suave and Valpolicella.
Exactly. My father produced grapes always for a long time. He sold the grapes at the wine cooperative. I and the other three brothers, we started in 1995. We decided to produce a wine.
And are you the boss because you're the eldest?
Exactly.
You have all the responsibility.
The unique problem is I'm the oldest.
So if it goes right, all the brothers say, hey, we did it together. If it goes wrong, Armando, he made a mistake.
No, fortunately, we have a really nice relationship with the respect of everyone, different roles inside the winery.
So let's go through the wines. Should we start with the Suave whites?
Yes.
So do you make like cru Suave or just blended
exactly.
Suave?
We have one cru. Or single vineyards, because cru, it is a French word, no? Monteceriani, it is a small production, it is about 6 hectares, where in the future, when our consortio already delimited some specific area, we can say this is the Monteceriani vineyards.
What's special about the terroir, the soil type?
The terroir, it is volcanic. The wine, the variety most important, it is a Garganega. We can use also some small quantity of Trebbiano di Soave, but the Garganega is most important. The expression of the wine, it is a really mineral because the soil is a volcanic.
So is it dark soil or is it yellowy soil?
Dark.
And is that, and what is the altitude again, sorry?
We are about 200 meters above sea level. The direction of the vineyards is a south west, and we have some vineyards, traditional Pergola Veronese, and some vineyards more recently in Guyot method.
What's the difference in terms of the cost of managing a pergola vineyard, which is like an overhead vineyard, and in Italian they call it spalliera, which is just like a classic sort of Bordeaux style training system?
Honestly, 20 years ago when we started to produce wine, in my idea we were convinced, you know, Guyot it was better, but in our variety, a local variety like Garganega, in Pergola Veronese at the end is not so expensive, and the production probably sometime is better, especially in the last few years ago where the climate is changed.
So because you've got this overhead shade, haven't you? You've got, because it's a pergola,
exactly,
you're having the leaves. The
pergola,
top.
There is the leaf creating a protection than the sun during the our most hot temperature.
During the hottest period.
Exactly.
Let's move on to Amarone.
Yes, we have two different places. One is then Monteceriani, one is Monte Garbi. It is not so far than this place, the other area, but the soil is completely different.
Monte Garbi.
Monte, means Monte, mountain. Garbi, it is an expression typical dialect language Venetian. It means sour, arid. Poor. The soil is so arid, so limestone, chalk, completely white. For we are in the top of the hill, about 300 meters above sea level, and for 250 meters go down, it is always so. It was in the million years ago, it was an ocean. Then are sediment, no?
Marine sediment.
Exactly. In this case, we produce our Pulicella. Then our variety, in this case, mandatory variety, it is Corvina, Veronese, Corvinone, and Rondinella. We can use also another small quantity of other variety from Verona, local variety, and we rediscover Oseleta and the Croatina, two historic quality grapes, not used in the past because they produce a low quantity for plants, but improve the color and the tannin. Many producer, many consumer made a question, why not Molinara? Because Molinara, it was one of the variety in the past used mandatory. Molinara is a nice variety, but it is generous, produce a lot, and it is always a little pink, not so black. Then if you want to produce a wine with a nice color, probably Croatina Oseleta for us is better. Then this is our choice.
Do you think as consumer trends change, that maybe slightly moving away from these very darkly colored wines that we've had maybe for say the last 20 years, trying to copy the Bordeaux model, do you think Molinara has a future there in Valpolicella?
But I think it is always an opportunity. Depending on the producer, what he wanted to do, wanted to create it. Today, I think the market is so open, then it's possible to think everywhere. Then why not? In my idea, Molinara could be interesting for lighter wine,
aperitivo,
rosé, also rosé, because in the past my father told me Molinara give the wine
salting.
You know? Every variety give the wine some characteristic.
Its own character.
It's clear, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the market loved wine a little richer, a little with a color more intensive, no? But today, there is, I think, some new sensation, no? The people, many young consumer wanted to drink a wine lighter, fresher, also without not dark color, no? Then it could be another opportunity.
Okay, let's have some food matches. What is your favorite dish with a Soave?
Soave, it is a fantastic wine for me because it is possible to drink with a different food. I think, fish, it is too easy, but other like for me, carpacci, rice.
Risotto.
Exactly. It is a wine where it's possible to drink one glass more because it's not too aromatic. No, it is a mineral. Then sometime I had the opportunity to drink with some shellfish. Yes, it is a wine for me to drink with many occasion.
And Valpolicella Normale?
Valpolicella Normale.
It is a nice
question because personally it is a fantastic from salumi because it depended the style of Valpolicella. In our case, recently we changed completely our Valpolicella. Wow. We wanted to come back at the origin of Valpolicella, light 12.5 alcohol, a little spicy with the expression of the pepper. Then where it's possible to drink, with the roast beef. Pasta for me is not so okay, it is too easy, but rice also in the summer.
So do you think Valpolicella is rediscovering its mojo, its original?
Yeah.
The original style was this everyday, easy to drink wine, and then it got a bit kind of, I have to choose my words very carefully here, kind of Bordeaux-ized.
When I started to produce a wine, I remember 20 years ago, we loved the wine full body, you know, rich. Honestly, I don't know if today I'm older than I prefer Pinot Noir style, similar wine, no? Then we study in our winery for 2-3 years how it's possible to create a wine similar, because Valpolicella, it is for me a wine, the people don't know really Valpolicella DOC, no Ripasso, no Amarone, but when we are in the area, if the youngest wine is not popular, for me, is not so important. It's true, Amarone is Amarone. It's clear, but when you go in the restaurant many times, I love to drink a glass of wine, fresh, easy drinking, without, but not classic, a little sweet, light wine, no? but with a personality wine.
But savory, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So like sort of a, like almost like a picnic wine.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. For Amarone.
Amarone, it is a nice question. It is a, it's clear our wine must important. I love the world. The people love this wine because it is a really round, fruity. It's important. I think remember how the evolution we had in 20 years in this case. We are a younger producer because we have only 20 years of history. In the past, we didn't produce a wine. When we decided what the style you wanted to produce, it was not easy. But in many years, we made some experience. At the end, today, many producers love a style of Amarone, full body, a little round, sweet, you know, with an expression of the fruity, a little jammy.
Is that your style?
No, we prefer to go in another way where the balance first, it is our research, then create a balance from residual sugar, not too sweet, not too alcoholic, 15 degrees of alcohol, not 16, 17.
But the Ilazi Valley where you are is known to be a little bit cooler, isn't it? Is that correct? The Ilazi Valley? Where you are is known to be a little bit cooler.
Yes.
So you have that advantage.
Yes, yes, yes. Then
and food matches?
Yes. The food, when I say we'd like to create a style more balanced, it is because in our idea, it was create a wine for to drink with the food. Because many times, when the wine is a little too sweet, the food, it is only cheese. Honestly, or to drink alone after dinner.
Yeah, sweet Amarone with cheese or just on its own.
When you create a wine more balanced, with more acidity, with an expression of the fruity fresh, not jammy, it's possible to use the wine with the meat, with the beef, or simple steak. It's not important to have a particular dish so elaborate. You know, sometimes the people say it's difficult to use Amarone in factory with the food because
it's very good.
Exactly. Then in this case, I think it's possible to create an interesting connection from Amarone, more dry, and the food.
And finally, you make a Recioto di Suave.
Recioto, it is the wine for the people who love this specific style of wine. I love, in our case, we don't produce every year, but only in the best years, then every 3 or 4 years.
Is it all Garganica or not?
No. Recioto of Valpolicella in our case.
Okay, sorry.
Then the blend is similar of Amarone, but dried 1 month more, 4 months instead of 3 months.
So your Recioto di Amarone, is that on the drier side or on the sweeter side?
It enter, when tested the wine, enter sweet, finish dry. This is a really nice Recioto because when it's too sweet, for me, it's not interesting. But it's better when you taste the wine, the sensation it is sweet, but at the end, it is tannic. Then there is a fantastic connection with also food. First, also chocolate, no? Dark chocolate is fantastic, or dried sweet
fruit.
Fruit, yeah. Exactly.
So what? So draw up uvapasa or no? Or
I don't know uvapasa.
No.
I didn't usually.
Like what? Dried apricots or?
Yes. Could be interesting. Yeah.
Altro?
Sure.
Prunes.
Prunes. Yeah.
So dried prunes.
Exactly.
So you have that with your Recioto di Valpolicella.
Yeah.
Is that what you eat then? Is that what you do?
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
And any other dried fruit with that? Do your brothers think you're a bit crazy sometimes?
Yes. Yes.
Because you look like you like. I mean, you love your food as much as you love your wine. Is that? That's right, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Are you the best chef of the brothers?
No.
Don't be bashful. No. Don't be modest.
I like to eat, but not...
not to cook?
Not to cook, no.
Okay, so you can spend more time at the table.
Yeah? Exactly.
Ah, you're a tactician. Yeah. I always knew you in Italian, like, lui furbo.
Lui furbo, exactly. By furbo, it's intelligente.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's strategic.
Exactly.
Yeah. You get to the table first, everyone else does all the work. Nice one. Okay, I want to say thanks to my guest today, Armando Castagnieri. Armando said he didn't speak English. You know, as you can see that he does, he's a man of many talents and a great personality as well. And the Ilazi Valley is often overlooked, I think, in your region. And if you go there, you should go to the Ilazi Valley and not ignore it and go and see Armando. Very nice to have you on the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, you're only going to get one. We're not going to have you back.
Okay, thank you very much.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.